This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. My name's Scott Hennon. I'm in Fargo at the studios of AM 1100 The Flag. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, the studios of 550K Fire, Bismarck, Mandan. Of course, our affiliates, Boomin' to the Bakken, KTGO, KLTC. We thank you for listening. Questions for the governor today. Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota joins us on the program. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. A lot of texts already in for him. We have him here for a half hour till the bottom of the hour. So get those questions in at 800-228-0550. You can call locally at 701-271-1100 in Fargo or local Bismarck Mandan. Call 701-258-0550. Let's get Jamie in here while we're waiting for the governor to call us. Jamie, what's on your mind?
I just called in. I was listening to that last trucker. You said, what would make your day? I saw something yesterday that kind of made my day. I was in Minnesota heading east on 94, and on the north side of the highway, there's along the highway, and there was a bunch of kids on four-wheelers, and they had four American flags set up along the fence. And they were all pumping their arms for the truckers to blow their horn for them.
That's awesome. Outstanding.
Oh, who hasn't done that? Especially as a kid. Man, you're just like, please, please. Yeah, I love it. That's fantastic, Jamie. That made your day, huh?
That made my day.
See the little things. The simple little things. Oh, gosh, I love that. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate that call very much. And I'm serious when I say, what can we do to make your day? And thanks for sharing, because we know those folks that are working so dang hard. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking through the text here, getting ready for our conversation with Governor Burgum, and I just see an incredible amount of, you know, impacts that are there. And they're, you know, largely with healthcare workers, truckers, those kind of folks. We really, really appreciate them. We've got to say thanks. We do. Here's a text. Says, Bapa's Bagels is open normal hours, serving fresh sandwiches, bagels, and cream cheese. Call ahead, take out, or order for delivery.
You had me at bagels.
Did I really?
Oh, yeah.
You and I are both bagels. We love bagels.
I do. I live on bagels. I do. I'm a bread and bagel kind of guy. Just throw a little bread on the bagel, toast it up, and people say, what? It's a boring. I love that.
The everything bagel at Bapa's, get out.
Yes, good stuff. Bapa's is owned by a fellow by the name of Frank. Runs a good shop there. Have you got a bagel shop in Bismarck? You're kind of your go-to spot, Todd? There's not many.
You know, I really
bagel
I'm not
shop.
I'm not a bagel guy. I think I'm going to have to leave that to. I don't hate them. I just don't seek them out like you guys do. But I'm sure we're going to come up with a few now that you've thrown that bone out there.
Yeah, there you go. Let's find him. Let us know. Who needs a shout-out? Bapa's is one that that does. Governor Doug Burgum joins us on our Newsmaker line today as our COVID-19 coverage continues on the program. Governor, thanks for the time.
Scott, great to be with you. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. It was a busy weekend, biggest jump in the amount of COVID cases over the weekend, and you know, there's always this consternation. Are we doing too much, too little, whatever? But with the weekend news, it certainly seemed like everything we've done made total sense to this point. That's for sure in the way of mitigation, right?
Yes, and we're this morning as part of the report that we're just sending out, so sort of breaking that news here, but we've got 11 more confirmed cases overnight, which brings us to 109 total for the state. And then I'm also sad to report that we had our second COVID-19 related death in North Dakota. And this was, as we've, you know, known these days were coming, but you hate to hear this news ever. But the woman who passed away was from McHenry County. She was in her 80s. She did have underlying health conditions. But that's the group of vulnerable folks that we've been trying to protect through the work that everybody's been doing, but you know, any loss of life is always a a moment of sadness for that, you know, for the family, for the kids and the grandkids, and to lose their grandmother. So it's a sad to see that, but it's just a reminder that we got to continue to work hard to do the things we can do to slow the spread of this very serious virus.
Where do you think we're at? You know, if to use a football field as an analogy, you've been saying for a while you wanted more data to have a handle on it. Certainly that wave is coming, as predicted by other models. For sure, we're now getting to the peak on the cases we had. Is that the high? Is that the, you know, the midpoint? We don't know. But what is your sense? Are we at the 50-yard line of this crisis? If the touchdown is normal and sort of returning to trying to clean up the mess of the things, but at least able to go back and not worry about the person next to you having COVID-19, where are we at in your view?
Well, I'd say we're not anywhere near the 50-yard line. I mean, if you think of the curve of sort of when the number of cases would, you know, climb up to, and then when we're on the downturn, knowing that the case data that we're reporting today, these people probably may have gotten the infection 10 days ago. I mean, you know, it can incubate for 4 to 5 days, then you feel lousy for a couple days, then you go, hey, I really need a test. Right now we're continuing really only to test people that are, you know, that are ill and symptomatic with symptoms that relate to COVID. So, you know, the testing, the positive cases we're getting were, you know, 10 days ago probably having a lot of contact with a lot of people, and they could have even, you know, 5 or 6 days ago when they might have been feeling, hey, I'm got a cold or a slight fever, but I'm okay. And, you know, they could have been passing it along to a lot of people. So we know from other states that when the positive test cases start climbing like they are in North Dakota, the breadth and spread of the disease is actually much greater than what the numbers show, and so therefore we're not at the top yet. So we're, you know, are we at the 20 yard line? Maybe, but not. We're on our own 20. We're not on the opposing team's 20. So we got 80 yards to go on this thing. Is kind of how I would think about it relative to our curve.
Are we? Is the mitigation recommendations? I mean, obviously, washing your hands, staying home, touching your, you know, not touching your face, cover the sneezes, the coughs, clean, disinfect, right, and keep some distance. Is that working? And do you anticipate that those tools are going to be enough to get to the end zone?
Well, we start to learn when they're working about 2 weeks after you put them in place. And so, you know, today's the, Monday where, we got kids going back online across the state starting April 1st. This Wednesday was, we got a number of those school districts. Some of them are test driving their stuff today. Some of them actually started doing a little bit of stuff last week, but we're going to have everybody doing distance learning. But the school closures, 2 weeks ago, bar closures and restaurants and other things hasn't quite been 2 weeks. So there's, again, kind of a lag of, because of the way that disease develops and the spread of the virus, is we don't know, but we're optimistic that the numbers we see this week are lower or perhaps way lower than if we hadn't taken the action a couple weeks ago to reduce the contact between people in our state. And because we have taken a path of slowing the spread, people have been implementing that for a couple weeks. I'm feeling pretty confident right now that we're going to get through this thing and not run out of, when the peak comes, we're still going to have enough ICU beds, enough ventilators, and enough healthcare professionals, and enough PPE to be able to take care of people when that peak comes. And when we have that capacity, then, you know, people have as much as maybe a 10x better chance of surviving this thing if we've got the right kind of capacity. You see the big death rate spikes in places like Italy when they ran out of healthcare capacity. New York is really stretched and in some cases at the limit of their healthcare capacity. That's what we're trying to avoid here in North Dakota, trying to avoid getting to that spot.
Natalie and Dickinson, question for Governor Doug Burgum. Go ahead, Natalie.
Hi. So I guess this is just what's on your mind, right? Like, I've been listening to this and it's a little bit more, you know, and I would really have to say, but what I really have to say is I've heard from a reliable person that the governor is going to issue an executive order to put the state in lockdown.
All right, so this is not the second time, not the first time we've heard this. You heard it last week, Governor, and we heard it earlier in the program. But the lockdown term is heard. I want to add one little caveat to this. I heard that the reason for the lockdown was from the quote-unquote rumor was because it was the only way you could get relief from the federal government from different things. You want to address that again?
Yeah, no, we have no plans to. I'm not even sure what lockdown actually means. I mean, some states have issued this thing called shelter in place, and then they got a list of exceptions that is longer than a football field. And so, you know, what we're really trying to do is try to reduce the amount of contact between people, meaning if you're, you know, more than 6 feet away, I mean, if you don't want to give it to somebody or get it from someone, you keep physical distance, is the one of the key things. And again, you know, washing your hands after you've touched public services, because the virus can live on whether it's an ATM machine or a gas station, you know, pump when you're pumping your gas. Be sure you're washing your hands.
Hold that thought.
After you touch common services. But
thanks, we'll talk more after a quick break. Don't go away. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad music can just stay away.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at DAC Diesel. Get on over there. See CJ and the team at DAC Diesel if you need anything done to keep that rig moving. I know the trucks right now are keeping us going. Lots of great shout-outs for those folks today. And if you're in need of service, 24-7, they'll take care of you at DAC Diesel. That's how they roll. They'll go where you are. You can come to the shop at Bismarck, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. Back with Governor Doug Burgum. Just to finish on the caller's point from Dickinson, so the term lockdown shows up in all these rumors, and that is what is our red flag for there being it being a rumor, because, you know, that isn't anything in the toolbox, so to speak, right? I mean, like you say, you don't even know what that means. Is it fair to say we could go to the next level of things that other states have used to reduce even more the amount of people out and about if numbers warrant?
Yeah, you know, so we're going to keep looking at whatever tools we have to try to make sure we can slow the spread and keep it below our available capacity for healthcare, and, you know, and particularly with ICUs and dealing with trying to reduce the number of deaths we get from this, save lives. But in terms of the you know, I said the only thing that's traveling faster apparently than the virus is bad information. You know, encourage people, whether it's, you know, ndresponse.gov, which is where we've got all the, you know, the one-stop shop for all information from the state of North Dakota, or the governor's office website, the health department website. You know, all of these rumors that are flowing on out there don't make any sense. I mean, people wanting us to lock down the borders. I mean, we've got, if you go to a grocery store in North Dakota, you know, virtually everything in that grocery store that we need to sustain came from out of state right now. And as much as we're an ag powerhouse, you know, the food on those shelves in there are coming in. I mean, the supply chains, medical supplies, you know, personnel, workers. I mean, it's like we're, we got people that live in Moorhead that work in Fargo, and people who live in Fargo work in Moorhead. I mean, we're not shutting down borders, and it wouldn't make any sense to do roadblocks unless you could test everybody, because you can transfer this disease even when you have no symptoms. And so it is a, what the real place that we want to focus on, you'll maybe see more of in terms of quarantine orders, is we've got people who tested positive, or if you're living with someone who's tested positive, those folks should be self-isolating for 14 days. If you're positive, or you close contact with someone positive, you're out and about, you know, you're likely a spreader of this disease. So versus locking down the whole state, we keep appealing to individual responsibility for those people that are staying home. If they're feeling sick, whether they've tested positive or not, they're all heroes, because they're the ones that are, you know, helping slow the spread of this thing. So we want to, you know, North Dakota, we believe in individual responsibility, and that's the path we're going down, and that's what's going to help us get through this.
We are getting a lot of information from healthcare workers that things are challenging there right now. Up in Minot, I understand, reports over the weekend of a number of two cases there being handled by the hospitals led to 40 exposed and now self-isolating, and that, of course, hurts on crews and whatnot. And also, one listener asked us to ask you about, you know, what can be done for healthcare workers who are asked to you know, stay home and self-quarantine, but then there's people at home, so they got to be away from them, so they, you know, they can't go to a hotel unless they want to pay for a hotel. That it seems to be challenging for some of the healthcare places right now in the amount of people that are being exposed. Are there any things that can be done for those folks?
Well, I think that, you know, the biggest breakthrough on that front, you know, that will come, it's not going to be here immediately, but is what Abbott announced on Friday, and the president talked about on his press briefing yesterday, you know, which is this new ID Now machine, which can do you know, a test in 5 minutes if you're positive, 13 minutes, it takes 13 minutes to chug along to determine if you're negative, but really simple, little simple point of care machines that would allow, so if you, you know, find out those 40 people that are now 14 days on the bench and not doing healthcare work, you know, if we could test those 40 people and get an answer back, you know, in under 15 minutes, they could go back to work right now. And so that's the way that we can be more targeted in doing this. But again, that's where the testing is going to really change the game in terms of how we can get people back to work or keep them in the game. There's only 22 of those machines in North Dakota, we learned from Abbott and they need to be upgraded to be able to process that. We're working directly with Abbott. I've had a conversation with their chairman and CEO last week. We're working directly with them to see how quickly we can get those machines up and running, but that could be one of the solutions targeted at that medical workforce to help keep them in the game. And I know that others, like Stanford and others, they are testing their healthcare workers who've been exposed, but that's a 24-hour turnaround. But if they come back negative, they can get back to work the next day.
Texter says, review the directive for snowbirds arriving back in North Dakota, both those driving back and those flying in. What just, the, you know, a lot of focus has been on this and potential penalties and whatnot, but what, you know, the common sense would dictate most of this, I think. What do you most want people to know about that direction?
Well, we've got an order up which affects 23 states. So right now it does not affect South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, our neighboring states. But if you're from one of the 23 states, which the CDC is, got listed on the widespread COVID-19 list, if you're returning now, then that we went from a strong encouragement to an order, which said, if you're returning, then you need to self-quarantine for 14 days. And whether that's a spring breaker or a, college student or someone who's traveled all the international countries are on there, or if you're coming again, Arizona and Florida are both on those lists. If you're in North Dakota returning home, we're glad to have you home, but we would ask that you self-quarantine at home for the next 14 days. We're asking that. We're ordering that. And because that's one of the ways that we can slow the spread here and help save lives in North Dakota.
Texter says, Governor, I want to talk about the comeback that North Dakota will have after this. Do you plan to use the Bank of North Dakota to leverage some of the federal programs to have North Dakota be first in the nation in the way of economic recovery?
Well, we had one of the best economies in the country going into this thing a month ago. But, right now, there's a term in statistical world to call the black swan, which is that rare event. And it's like, I sort of feel like North Dakota in the last month, we've had a flock of black swans because we've got, the challenges facing agriculture that started, over the last couple of years. And then with the fall wetness and the unable to harvest a record amount of crops, we've got, challenges in the energy country. Oil prices on Friday closed, I think it's $21.40 for WTI. And then we've got, the coronavirus knocking out the service industries and all of that. So we've got, some big challenges, but we've also are in better shape than almost every other state because of our, the $720 million we have in the budget stabilization fund, because of the conservative fiscal approach the state's taken on spending, because of the Bank of North Dakota. And then you throw on top of that $2.2 trillion of federal dollars. Small states came out very well in this because there was a per capita, but there was also a floor. And so there's, $1.25 billion, with a B, billion dollars for the states like North Dakota to use against the COVID.
Thanks, Governor. We'll finish after this.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now extending the White House's social distancing guidelines for coronavirus after saying a few days ago he was hoping things could be back to normal by Easter weekend. He says this morning he's extending those guidelines until April 30th, and he says the peak of the virus deaths could hit in the next 2 weeks. Trump also saying in that interview on Fox News,
I mean, we're delivering so much equipment, nobody's ever seen anything like it. It's a war. We're fighting a war, and the federal government has really stepped up, and most governors are very happy.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says people who break social distancing rules in that city may face fines of up to $500. From the south to the Great Lakes, they're tallying up damage after a swarm of tornadoes spread devastation over the weekend. 17 of them reported. No deaths, but a number of people were injured. And this is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Question with the governor during our commercial break there, and our next guest is on the phone ready to chat. So we will play that before the end of the hour, but let me just summarize. The question for the governor was, can North Dakota have a leg up in the way of the recovery efforts because of an asset like the Bank of North Dakota? So stay tuned for the answer coming up in a little bit, but I liked his answer, put it that way. I liked his answer. But he did share some sad news. Our second death in North Dakota to the COVID-19 crisis. An 80-year-old woman from McHenry County is the latest victim. 11 new cases. And, you know, some people will be saying something like, okay, we're forced to shut down our business, lay off our employees, having people stay at home, and a woman in her 80s and a man in his 90s are the reason why it's sad, but they're going to die anyway. And when I hear that, I want to say, like, yeah, they're going to die anyway, but the idea isn't for you to decide when they die, right? I mean, it isn't like that isn't how it works. And think of that 83-year-old woman from McHenry County. And grandkids, you know, and all the family and the emotions. And now it happens because of this. It happens because China decides to send us a, you know, a virus or whatever. So I really bristle when people suggest that somehow people in their 80s and 90s are expendable. And you know, I don't think anybody's expendable. I think every life is 100% worth fighting for any way you can. Anyway, more with that conversation coming up with the governor a little later on, but we did want to make sure you'd heard the news he shared at the top of the interview. Our next guest is the director of mineral resources for the great state of North Dakota, Lynn Helms, in these very unusual times. The governor just called us the black swan. I guess I'd forgotten about that term, but I think sometimes economists use that, that sort of black swan moment. He said he thinks we've had a flock of black swans lately. I don't know what you call it, Lynn, but it's definitely, you know, very unusual times in which we live right now, isn't it?
God, it sure is. And, yeah, we started talking about this as a black swan a couple of months ago, as it began to approach, when we saw the world oil demand beginning to plummet, when things started unraveling over in Wuhan. Probably the new theme song would be Party Like It's 1999. That's where oil prices are. And so just want to point that out. It's just absolutely difficult to imagine or even understand that we have not seen North Dakota oil prices at this level since March of 1999. And I remember thinking and talking to operators then about what they were selling for their oil for and being dismayed by that. But North Dakota sour crude is actually lower today than it was back then.
Lower today because, of course, the difference between WTI price and what it takes to get it to market are the issue, right?
Yes, absolutely. And of course, one of the big things is that our best outlet doesn't actually go to Oklahoma, where WTI is priced. It goes to the Louisiana-Texas Gulf Coast for export. And so that's impacting oil prices, and so our differential to WTI has definitely expanded.
Yeah, exactly. And it was helped, obviously, from the Dakota Access Pipeline, but now I know that there was a point where some oil was going back on rail, and it's more expensive there. And now you have, you know, a judge actually considering whether to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline. Does that concern you, Lynn?
It's really remarkable, Scott, and it's a huge concern because, like other oil price crashes, this one will pass. All of world transportation or the bulk of world transportation and energy generation is dependent on petroleum, not to mention the all the petrochemicals and plastics that we use. And so prices will recover at some point. And to not have Dakota Access Pipeline when that happens would be a really severe blow to our North Dakota operators. So we sure as the world don't want to see that happen. And it's a tremendous concern to have someone do a look back like that and announce that now, after having operated the pipeline for over 3 years, we need to go back and do an environmental impact study. So we'll see how that all plays out.
I guess you could just say that you could look at the operation of it and say you don't need a study. You have a real-life demonstration of how it works and impacts.
Well, I think you're right. You know, Scott, you're an optimist like I am, and that was one of the first thoughts that passed through my mind was, well, this should be a very easy environmental impact study because it's actually been installed and operating safely for 3.5 years. So it should be a no-brainer for an EIS. But as you and I both know, the National Environmental Policy Act has been used very effectively by anti-petroleum folks to block and slow important projects that are 100% safe or nearly 100% safe and safer than all the other options. So we'll see how all that plays out.
Do you think it'd be appropriate for the Standing Rock officials to withdraw from that effort, given that that battle's sort of been fought and it's in the rearview mirror and we're looking ahead? And I applaud Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, in their efforts to, you know, repair damage from that and open up a dialogue and work together on so many important things. You got MHA Nation up there, you know, a different tribe, obviously, but nonetheless one that would be hurt immensely by that. But I personally think Standing Rock should withdraw from that. I mean, that might not stop Earth Justice from continuing, but their name, Standing Rock, you know, is on that case in federal court right now. So I'd like to see them withdraw. Does that make sense?
Well, I sure would like to encourage them to do that as well, Scott. I, of course, am not a member of the tribe, but it would really move things in the right direction if they were to take a look at how that pipeline's been operated safely for three and a half years, and also look at the potential negative impacts on their Native American brothers and sisters up here at Fort Berthold, and look at how they themselves have benefited from the revenues to the state and to the nation. So I would encourage them to really take a look at that. I would hope that they would. No idea whether that's under serious discussion down at Standing Rock or not.
So let's talk about the current picture.
Yes.
And how that changes from before these black swans showed up. What kind of a drop have we had?
Sure. So before or as the black swan started to unroll, but mainly because of winter weather, we had seen about a 3% drop in crude oil production. We're a little bit over 1.4 million barrels a day. We had seen about half that amount drop in natural gas production. So we had remained at well over 3 billion cubic feet a day. And our gas capture had gone up, you know, with one exception, which was the fee lands on Fort Berthold, which we're certainly working on. And we submitted comments to the BIA to make sure that all those reservation lands move forward as quickly as possible with rights of way so that we can move that sector of our oil and gas industry along with the rest. But we had gotten to over 85% capture, so we're moving fairly rapidly to that 88% goal, and it is our intent to get to the 91% capture goal. So a couple of pieces of good news there. We are seeing the rig count drop, and quite rapidly. So we're at 44 rigs today, and one of those is drilling a carbon dioxide storage well. So we're beginning to see what we anticipated, industry operating out of cash flow, and cash flow falling by 50 to 60% means that rig counts and completions have to fall by similar percentages. So a lot of moving parts to this thing, Scott. You know, your mineral tracker, he captured it correctly. The Russian and Saudi Arabian blow up over the U.S. having the freedom to do things in the world political climate that it couldn't do when it was energy independent has angered the Russians and the Saudis, and they went to war over the shrinking world market. Looks like that world market could fall by 2 million barrels a day this year with you know, the extended slowdown that's taking place. So that means a lot of oil on the market. Rystad Energy has done a study, shows that world oil storage capacity is probably going to be full in 10 to 12 months unless something changes. So that would be another major step to watch out for. 10 to 12 months out from now, unless something changes in terms of overproduction, the storage capacity around the world will be full. So what do we expect for North Dakota? Well, we do expect production to continue dropping with the bottom somewhere down around 1.2 million barrels a day. And then following that in 2022 should start to recover. So that's where we see things headed at this point in time.
How many rigs will we bottom out at, do you believe?
Well, we're expecting, and we've talked to all of the operators, so the exact number comes in at 29, somewhere between 25 and 30, which is about where we hit our bottom in 2015 and 2016, so right in the same neighborhood.
So that's obviously from the peak through this, a considerable reduction in a workforce, which some of which obviously is already, you know, coming through with service companies and whatnot. I want to,
yeah,
when they
absolutely.
Come back,
we saw right? over 400 oil and gas workers apply for unemployment benefits last week. So that is probably the most painful part of this whole thing is to see that beginning to roll out.
Mm-hmm. Here's the president from this morning, by the way, on this topic.
Well, you're right, because Russia and Saudi Arabia are fighting, and they've driven down the price of oil, and I never thought I'd be saying that maybe we have to have an oil increase, because we do. The price is so low now, they're fighting like crazy over distribution and over how many barrels to let go.
We'll talk about what that all means and when it'll end and how it might end sooner by some actions with Lynn coming up. Don't go away.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
I'm Jim, I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube, or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit IndieFlagpoleGuy.com today.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. COVID-19 has made it a challenging time, and there's a page set up at SchwannBuickGMC.com to give you a one-stop spot for information when it comes to your vehicle questions, whether you want to discuss a financial issue or any of the other resources, including 84-month 0% financing for qualified buyers and your first payment not due for 120 days. So it gives you some breathing room. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We're powered by MyPillow around here as well, and my friend Mike Lindell said, you know what, shut the plant down, shut it down. We're done with pillows. We'll do pills another day, but not today. We're going to do masks now. We're going to do surgical masks. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do them and then deliver them to hospitals, and it's free. So they are, like, cranking out a bunch of them. Mike's going to join us Wednesday on the program to talk about this. But you know what I want to do? I want to reward her. My wife this weekend, I'm going to get some more sheets. I love those sheets. So she's ordering up sheets. Just a nice thing to do for the folks at MyPillow that are working so hard right now. New MyPillow towels, MyPillow sheets, all buy one, get one. The deals are incredible. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and then you'll see all, if you click on Radio Listener Specials, you'll see all the specials right now, a lot of really good deals. 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. Continuing with Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources here, Sam in Dickinson has a question for you. Lynn, go ahead, Sam.
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
So, anyway, I'm an oil field guy here at Dickinson, and I kind of approach this from a completely different angle. So here's my thoughts. Basically, right now, we're losing our livelihood here in North Dakota. We have the best quality oil products in the world, but we are routinely penalized because of our geographic location relative to the mass production and consumption markets. And then you get any hiccup in the commodity market, and we immediately eliminate our ability to compete. I say no more. The time has come for bold action here in North Dakota. We need to realize that little old North Dakota is now a major player in the world's oil markets. I believe the way we should approach this is like our ag heritage. You know, in ag, if prices sag, what do? We build storage, wait for a better price. In the new oil market, we just settle. No more. How about this? How about we build 10 to 12 locations around the state? Each one of them would be the same size as our current national oil reserve. And then two full-on refineries to process our own products. What do you think?
What do you think, Lynn?
Wow. Well, appreciate the input, Sam. That is absolutely a very bold statement. I think some of what you've talked about is already at play. I know that the state has helped finance a study into the potential for salt cavern storage, which is exactly what they do in our National Petroleum Reserve. And so I like the concept of expanding that beyond just storing for petrochemicals, but actually putting in the ability to store oil when the market is undervaluing North Dakota crude oil by a factor of five or more.
We're penalized.
We need to have some serious conversations with our quote friends in the Middle East, but it's a great idea, and we need to throw it in the hopper as we begin to study North Dakota's energy future. One of the things the commission did this last week was to finance a study through the EERC about how can we build the energy future of this industry.
Sam, thanks for the call. Love the way you think. Keep it up. And it was actually going to be my question for Lynn. How do we take this very, very difficult, challenging time, this flock of black swans, and say, what are we going to do with it? How are we going to come out of this on the other side? Obviously, demand's got to come back. I mean, we can't fix that. That's a world thing. But in the meantime, you know, what else can we do? What are the things we can do to think outside the box? One thing I've heard is just sort of a whole reset on everything. You know, like what everything costs, what your supply chain, you know, labor, everything. So you're able to produce, at a cheaper price. I know 2014, 16, 18, a lot of that was done. Lynn, is there any efficiencies left there? Is there anything? I mean, what's the big thinking you have on the horizon?
Well, discussions with the industry folks show that there's still some efficiency to be squeezed out, but nothing like what we had in 2015 when oil prices for years had been at $80, $90, $100 a barrel. So there were huge inefficiencies built into the industry, and most of those have been implemented. So we maybe have, 10, 20, 30% efficiency to be squeezed out of this thing at this point, and similar productivity increases. But one of the things that we ought to do, in response to Sam's question, is the state should take a serious look at what this black swan is doing to state oil and gas revenues, and then when the opportunity presents itself to do something bold, like he's talked about, take a look at what that would cost versus what this is costing the state in terms of revenues, because it's a huge cost. And more important than the state revenues is the cost to our populace, the loss of jobs.
No, very good point. Very good point that there should be some connection there, no doubt about it. That's how we think big. We need to think big. Bank of North Dakota is something nobody else has. We have one. Let's use it. And I was glad to hear the governor talk about plans to do just that, to bridge the gap with the federal programs on coronavirus. And there's an industry to bring back as well. It's a big feeder for North Dakota, the economic engine of North Dakota and the state. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it. Out of time. Got to go.
Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.